as I said earlier, I do think this G20 stuff in China is a complete waste of time and, more importantly, money. World leaders strutting around and making grandiose commitments in 2 days, mind you. How much can you say to anyone in 2 days? But, of course, China is chairing the whole show. I note today a recent study by the Cato Institute fellow Stephen Kirchner has concluded what I have said, that the G20, which is all over the front pages and in the news today, has failed to achieve any international collaboration on advancing economic reform. The study found there's no relationship between countries signing up to G20 commitments and actually liberalising their economies. It found global growth, and of course China is classic. As I said, you can't, you send someone over to, you go and try and buy a farm or a block of land or 5 apartments in Beijing. Oh, come on. So it found, this study, that global growth is being driven by individual national economic policies, not international policy coordination. And this Cato Institute study tracked the number of commitments in G20 communiques, there'll be another one today, that have actually been implemented since this thing came into being in 2008. And it found G20 countries like Argentina and Saudi Arabia implemented fewer than 10% of the commitments they signed up to. It found that honouring G20 promises and economic liberalisation mightn't have much to do with each other. For instance, it found Indonesia has done more to open up its economy than any other G20 member, but it's the fourth worst nation when it comes to honouring its G20 promises. The study concluded, quote, "Domestic policies contribute to advancing the G20's agenda, but these settings do not appear to depend on the G20 summit process in a measurable way." Shorthand for saying, it's an expensive waste of time.